Just a few days ago, Jacob Blake, a 29-year-old black father of six, was shot in the back 7 times by a white policeman in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Following a week of protests and outrage sparked by the shooting, civil rights advocates denounced violence against black Americans at a commemoration of the 1963 March on Washington. Blake's father, Jacob Blake Sr., addressed the crowd of thousands who gathered near the steps of the Lincoln Memorial, where Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. delivered his historic I Have a Dream speech.
There are two systems of justice in the United States. There's a white system and there's a black system. The black system ain't doing so well. But we're going to stand up. Every black person in the United States is going to stand up. We're tired. I'm tired of looking at cameras and seeing these young black and brown people suffer. We're going to hold court today on systematic racism. Guilty. Yeah. Guilty. Guilty. Racism against all of us. And we're not taking it anymore.
The march is one of the largest political gatherings in Washington, D.C. since the coronavirus pandemic began. Participants stood in lines that stretched for blocks, and organizers took temperatures as part of coronavirus safety measures. Organizers reminded the demonstrators to practice social distancing and wear masks. Reverend Al Sharpton, whose civil rights organization, the National Action Network, planned the event, demanded acknowledgement of structural racism and the passage of police reform legislation.
It's time we have a conversation with America about your racism, about your bigotry, about your hate, about how you would put your knee on our neck while we cry for our lives. We need a new conversation. You act like it's no trouble to shoot us in the back. You act like it's no trouble to put a chokehold on us while we scream, I can't breathe 11 times. All of the families have denounced looting. What we haven't heard is you denounce shooting.
Sharpton said protesters should demand U.S. voter protections in the memory of civil rights legend John Lewis, saying, quote, demonstration without legislation will not lead to change, end quote. In July, after Lewis's death, Democratic senators reintroduced legislation that would restore part of the 1965 Voting Rights Act, which had been gutted by the U.S. Supreme Court in 2013. The law had required states with a history of voter suppression to have federal clearance before changing voting laws. In the absence of federal monitoring and the threat of intervention, numerous states have imposed obstacles to voting, such as onerous voter ID laws. Sharpton also said protesters should pressure the Senate to pass the George Floyd Justice in Policing Act, which would ban police use of chokeholds and end qualified immunity for officers, along with other reforms. Both measures are awaiting action in the Republican-controlled Senate. George Floyd's brother, Philanice Floyd, and his sister, Bridget Floyd, made emotional speeches on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial. Thousands of demonstrators chanted George Floyd's name, whose death at the hands of a white Minneapolis police officer in May incited a movement for racial justice which spread throughout the nation.
It's never been more clear than change right now. It's happening right now because we demand it. My brother George, he's looking down right now. He's thankful for everything that everybody is doing right now. Y'all showing a lot of empathy and passion. And I'm enjoying every last bit of it right now.
My brother cannot be a voice today. We have to be that voice. We have to be the change. And we have to be his legacy.
With the November presidential elections approaching, several speakers highlighted the importance of voting in the upcoming election. Martin Luther King III, a son of Martin Luther King Jr. and keynote speaker at the march, made a passionate plea for attendees to vote.
Our voting rights are under attack. We must vigorously defend our right to vote because those rights were paid for with the blood of those lynched for seeking to exercise their constitutional rights. We need to vote as if our lives and our livelihoods, our liberties depend on it. Because they do. No person, no people are more keenly aware of the risk of disenfranchisement than those who've suffered from it. There's a knee upon the neck of democracy, and our nation can only live so long without the oxygen of freedom.
After the rally, the protesters marched to the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial in West Potomac Park. Later in the evening, the Movement for Black Lives, a coalition of more than 150 Black-led organizations that make up the Black Lives Matter movement, will hold its virtual Black National Convention. A new Black political agenda will also be released. The platform will deepen calls for defunding police departments in favor of investments to healthcare, education, housing, and other social services in Black communities. Reporting for KPFA Pacifica Radio, I'm Kate Ida.